Chapter 27. Richard was growing ever more concerned. He had expected that at one of the games he would see his chance. But after Jagang and Kalin had come to the first Jala match a dozen days before, the Emperor had not again shown up to watch a game. Richard was frantic with worry over the reason. He tried not to think about what Jagang might be doing to Kalin, and yet he couldn't keep himself from imagining the worst. Sitting chained to the wagon, surrounded by a ring of guards, there was not much Richard could do about it. Despite how desperately he wanted to act, he had to use his head and look for the right opportunity. It had always been a risk that a good opportunity might not come along, and then he would be forced to act. But doing something out of frustration alone was not likely to accomplish anything except maybe ruin any chance he would otherwise have of getting the opportunity he needed. Still, waiting was driving him crazy. As sore as he was from the Jala match that day, he longed to lie down and get some rest. He knew, though, that his anxiety was going to keep him from getting much sleep, just as it had kept him from getting sleep for days. He was going to need the sleep, though, because the next day was their most important game yet, a game that he hoped would get him to the opportunity he was looking for. He glanced up when he heard the soldier coming with their evening meal. As hungry as Richard was, even the usual hard-boiled eggs sounded good. The soldier, pulling the small cart he always used to haul their food, made his way through the ring of guards around the captive members of Richard's team. The soldiers gave the man only a cursory look. The wheels of the cart squeaked with a familiar rhythm as the man plodded across the hard scrabble ground. He stopped in front of Richard. "Hold out your hands," he said as he picked up a knife and started sawing away on something in his cart. Richard did as he was told. The man lifted something from the cart and tossed it to Richard. To his surprise, it was a hefty slice of ham. "What's this? The last good meal before tomorrow's fateful game?" The man lifted the handles on his cart. "Supplies came in. Everyone eats." Richard stared at the soldier's back as he wheeled his cart up the road to feed the other men. Not far away, Jonrock, his face and body covered with a network of lines and red paint, whistled with satisfaction to find himself getting something other than eggs. This was the first time since they'd been in camp that they had been given any quantity of meat. Up until now, they had usually been fed eggs. Sometimes they'd been given stew with precious few chunks of lamb. Once it had been beef stew. Richard wondered how supplies had gotten through to the encampment. The Dharan army was supposed to stop any supplies from reaching the Order's army. Starving Jagang's men was their only real chance to stop them. If Richard hadn't already been worried enough, the thick slice of ham in his hand represented a grave new concern. He supposed that it only made sense that an occasional supply convoy would get through. With food running low, this resupply had been timely. The old world was a big place. Richard knew that there was no way that the Dharan army could cover the whole countryside. On the other hand, he wondered if the ham he was holding could be a sign that things weren't going so well for General Myford and the men he had taken south. Jonrock scooted closer, dragging his chain behind.
"Reuben, we get ham! Isn't that wonderful?"
"Being free would be wonderful. Eating well as a slave is not my idea of wonderful." Jonrock's face sagged a little, then brightened.
"But being a slave eating ham is better than being a slave eating eggs, don't you think?"
Richard wasn't in the mood to discuss it. "I guess you have a point." Jonrock grinned.
"I thought so too."
In the gathering gloom of dusk, the two of them ate in silence. Savoring the ham, Richard had to admit to himself that Jonrock did indeed have a point. He'd almost forgotten how good something other than eggs could be. This, too, would help give him and his team strength. They were going to need it. Jonrock, chewing a big mouthful of ham, scooted just a little closer. He swallowed, and then sucked juice off his fingers.
"Say, Reuben, is there something wrong?"
Richard glanced over at his big right wing man.
"What do you mean?"
Jonrock pulled off a strip of meat.
"Well, you didn't do so good today.
We won by 5 points. Jonrock looked up from under his thick brow.
"But we used to win by more."
"The competition is getting tougher." Jonrock shrugged with one shoulder.
If you say so, Reuben. He thought it over a moment, clearly not satisfied. But we won by more points against that one big team, back a few days. Remember? The ones who called us names and started the fight with Bruce before the game even started? Richard remembered the team. Bruce was the new left-wing man, replacing the original man who had been killed during the game Jagang and Kalin had been at. Richard had at first worried that a regular Imperial Order soldier would not do as well serving under a captive point man. But Bruce had risen to the occasion. On the day John Rock was talking about, the other team's wingman had called the regular soldiers on Richard's team names for serving under a captive. Bruce had answered the insults by calmly walking over and breaking the man's arm. The fight that ensued had been ugly, but it had been quickly broken up by the referee. I remember, what of it? I think they were tougher than the team today, and we beat them by 11 points. We won today's match, that's what matters. But you told us how we must crush all opposition if we are to get to play the Emperor's team. Richard took a deep breath. You all did good, John Rock. I guess I just let everyone down. No, Reuben, you haven't let us down. John Rock grunted a laugh and smacked the side of Richard's shoulder with the back of his big hand. Like you say, we won. If we win tomorrow, then we play the Emperor's team. If nothing else, Richard was counting on Jagang at least showing up to watch his own team play for the camp championship. Surely he would never miss that game. Commander Karg had told Richard that the Emperor was well aware of their team's growing reputation. Richard worried about why Jagang hadn't come to see for himself. Richard had thought that the man would want to size up the likely challengers to his team, and so would attend at least the last few games before the final match. Don't worry, John Rock. We're going to beat that team tomorrow, and then we're going to get to play the Emperor's team. John Rock shot Richard a lopsided grin. And then, when we win, we get our choice of a woman. Snakeface promised us. Richard chewed ham as he watched the man covered in designs meant to increase strength and power, intertwined with symbols of aggression and conquest. There are more important things than that.
Maybe so, but what other rewards are there for us in life?
John Rock's grin returned.
If we win against the Emperor's team, we get a woman.
Have you ever thought that your reward might be nothing but a terrifying nightmare for the woman you choose? John Rock frowned, staring at Richard a moment. In silence, he went back to eating ham.
Why would you say that?
John Rock finally asked, unable to contain his annoyance.
I wouldn't hurt a woman.
Richard glanced over at the man's sour expression. What do you think of the camp followers?
The camp followers?
John Rock, surprised by the question, scratched his shoulder as he considered. Most of them are ugly old hags.
Well, if you aren't interested in them, then that leaves the captive women.
The women taken from their homes, their families, their husbands, their children, everything they ever loved. The ones forced to serve as whores for soldiers who, very likely, were the same ones who slaughtered those fathers, husbands, and children.
Well,
The women we often hear crying out at night. The ones we hear weeping. John Rock's gaze fell away. He picked at his piece of ham.
It keeps me awake sometimes, listening to the sounds of those women sobbing.
Richard looked out between the wagons and guards at the camp beyond. In the distance, the work on the ramp continued. He imagined that the people up in the People's Palace, the last holdout against the Imperial Order, could do nothing but wait for the horde to come. There was nothing they could do. There was nowhere safe left for them to go. The beliefs driving the Imperial Order were swallowing all of mankind. Down in the encampment, knots of men were gathering around cook fires. Among the shadows and gloom, Richard could see a woman being dragged to a tent. She'd once had her own dreams and hope for her future. Now that the Order was prescribing their vision for mankind, she was merely chattel. Already men were lining up outside, the victors waiting for their reward in return for serving the Imperial Order. Ultimately, despite all the grand pretensions, this was all that it was really about. The lust of some to rule over all others, to impose their will, the pretension of a moral license that they believed gave them the right to take by any means, what they wanted. In other places, Richard could see men were gathered around drinking and gambling. The supply team must have brought liquor. It was going to be a noisy night. Kalin was somewhere out in that sea of men. "Well, then," Richard said, "unless you want to be a party to the abuse of those women, that leaves the camp followers, who are willing." John Rock thought in silence for a time as he nibbled at his ham. If quiet anger could cut steel, Richard would have his collar off and he would be doing something to get Kalin out of this place and to safety. To what safety there was left in a world gone mad over a cause. "You know, Reuben, you have a way of spoiling things." Richard glanced over at the man. "Would you rather I lie? Make up something just to soothe your conscience?" John Rock sighed. "No, but still..." Richard realized then that he had better not discourage his right-wing man, or the man might very well not play his best. If they lost the next game, there would be no chance to play the Emperor's team, and then Richard might not get a chance to see Kalin again. "Well, you're getting pretty famous, John Rock. Men are beginning to cheer when they see you come on the field. It could be that there will be a lot of pretty women who will be eager to be with the big, handsome wingman on the champion team." John Rock finally grinned. "That's true. We are winning a lot of soldiers over to our side. Men are beginning to cheer for us." He waved his ham at Richard. "You are the point man. You will have a lot of pretty women who will want to be with you." "There is only one I want." "And you think she will be willing? What if she wants nothing to do with you?" Richard opened his mouth, but then closed it. Kalin didn't know him. If he did get a chance to try to get her away from Jagang, what was he going to do if she thought he was just another stranger trying to capture her? After all, why wouldn't she? What if she wasn't willing to go along with him? What if she resisted? There would certainly be no time to try to explain things to her. Richard sighed. Now he had another thing to keep him awake with worry.